Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Whedon World Church. Today, I want to welcome you to this special service, thinking about God's love, thinking about God's care, thinking about God's protection. Where we had the reading this morning, in the book of John, chapter 21, 13 to 24, we hear that Jesus then cometh and taketh the bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Godly actions, we've seen them here appearing three times. On Isaiah's day, when Isaiah saw God, we hear that the angel shouted three times saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, showing a completion of the Godhood, showing a completion of the Trinity. So things go three times. Here again, in verse 14, we hear that this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. It is a confirmation of the reality that Jesus Christ has arisen. Therefore, he appeared three times to make it true, an approval of his resurrection. Otherwise, people would have said otherwise about the rising of Jesus Christ. The story here, when Jesus Christ has arisen, he is speaking to Peter directly. Peter, who had denied Jesus Christ three times the day when he was crucified. Peter was foretold by Jesus Christ that he was going to deny. But Peter didn't agree to that. Peter didn't really think he was going to deny Jesus Christ. In reality, he did. Therefore, if he had three denials, he had to reverse these denials by confessing three times as well. Here in the passage, you find Jesus Christ asking Peter three times and calling him by the name and the name of his origin, that Peter, son of Jonas. Jesus was addressing Peter. And he asked him, do you love me? Because on the denial, it showed that Peter didn't love Jesus Christ at that particular time because of the hardship that was affecting the disciples. There was fear plus cowardice. Therefore, they had to backslide a bit and run away from the scenario where Jesus Christ was being crucified. So today, Jesus Christ is asking Peter. Peter is supposed to confess and confirm three times that he loves Jesus Christ. Do you love me, Peter, son of Jonas? Peter says, you know better, Lord, that I love you. Peter said, because he knew who Jesus Christ was and that Jesus Christ knew everything about him. Peter has to say it again and say, you know better, my Lord, that I love you. He said it for three times until he had to cry. Cry in answering these questions because it was so painful to remind him that he had denied him. Jesus Christ is looking for people who are denying him by their actions. It's either by denying one of these little ones, you are denying Jesus Christ. One time Jesus Christ said that, I will ask you on the last day that I was hungry and they never gave me food. I was thirsty and they never gave me a drink. I was in prison and they never visited me. Something like that. This is Jesus. Many people will say, no, we never saw you in prison. We never saw you in what? You never been in prison. But Jesus Christ says that whatever you did to those little ones of me, you did exactly to me. Here Jesus Christ is emphasizing love for Christians. Love in the brotherhood, a team. Love for all the people as Jesus Christ came to die for the world, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ died for everybody. Those who think they are Christians, those who took over from Jesus Christ, were supposed to do as Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ loved the world. Therefore, we who purport to be Christians, we need to do as Jesus Christ did. We need to express love in a way genuinely as Jesus did. We need to show true love of God to people. My title today is saying that are you your brother's keeper? Are you your brother's keeper? Many people will say, no, I'm not my brother's keeper. Many people would not even agree to call anybody their brother. But as I said, that Jesus will say, I was in prison, you never visited me, I was hungry, you never gave me food, I was thirsty, you never gave me a drink. So those are your brothers. Anyone in the world is your brother once you are a Christian. The Bible, in one of the Ten Commandments, says, love thy neighbor as thyself. What does it mean? Loving thy neighbor as thyself means that you feel the same pain which your neighbor feels. You will not be happy when somebody is hungry and you've got enough food if you don't give them. Therefore, love thy neighbor as thyself means that the way you treat yourself is the way you are supposed to treat other people. Like today, how is your next door neighbor feeling? How is your colleague at work feeling? Wherever you are, those people surrounding you, how are they feeling about you? Are you a keeper on them? Jesus said that to Peter, please feed my flock. Feeding the flock is giving the good that you have to those people of God. Give them the word. Show them mercy. Support them. Pray for them. Love them as Jesus did. This is what you are supposed to do as Christians. Brothers and sisters, within the Old Church, today, I want to remind you to come closer to God by really loving the people who are surrounding you, whether they are children, whether they are male or female, whoever they are, you know. You might be coming to church today, but you know very well that you have enemies. Some of them you don't even speak to. So let's try to measure our Christianity that way. The degree of love that you have, is it of the same standard as Jesus Christ loved the world? Jesus Christ's love was so costly because it cost him life. He died for our sins. Today, what are you doing for your brothers and sisters? When we go back to Genesis 4, verses 9 to 10, you will see what happened. What happened to the two brothers, who were only two brothers. In chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? A simple question, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Look, a question which is going back to God by this man who had killed his brother. He is asking God. First, he claims that he knows not. Second, he is asking God, am I my brother's keeper? If you were God, how were you going to feel versus this person who had killed his brother? In verse 10, God goes further. And he said, what hast thou done? That's the question. The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now it's no longer the blood, the brother who is crying. It's the voice of the brother that cries from the ground. The voice of the blood, which means that is death. The brother is dead, crying to God because he was killed by his own brother. There are so many ways of killing people. If you can't feed them, you may be killing them. If you can't love them, you may be killing them. If you can't give them a drink when they are thirsty, it means that you can't, you are killing them. If you can't accommodate them at your home, it means that you hate them and you are killing them. The voice of thy brother's blood is crying from the ground unto me. God is saying, remember, if there are people, those you haven't treated very well in your life, the voice of their blood is crying unto God today. So I think we need to repent. Like a Peter of old, who cried when Jesus was asking him, do you love me? If you love me, feed my flock. Same question I throw unto you. Do you love God? Do you love Jesus Christ? Feed his flock. Treat them well. Care for them. Love them. This is our responsibility as Christians, which we should do. One day Jesus said, you are the salt of the world. If salt is tasteless, it is thrown away because it is useless. Are you salt of the world? Do you give savor to the world so that the people can taste God's love? Can they see God's love in you? Maybe they only see hostility and hatred. They only see many things you do which are sinful. They only see that you do things which are against God's love. And today, my brothers, I want to ask you, where is thy brother? What is your answer? Is it he? Am I my brother's keeper? I don't even know where he is. Many people would answer so. But let me tell you that we need to have a positive answer. We need to know about our brothers. We need to know what we do each day. We need to set it in our programs for each day that we're going to do something about our brothers. What does it mean to keep your brother? It means that you care for his well-being. You care for him wholly. Because Jesus gave himself totally to this world in order to save everybody who was sinful. You also need to do that daily, a service to the brethren, a service to God's people, because God told Simon Peter that, do you love me? If you love me, feed my flock, feed my sheep. The sheep Jesus Christ was talking about are the people who are here in the streets today, who you meet in the shops, the people you meet in buses, the people you meet all over. These are Jesus' sheep, but the command is that you feed them. How do you feed them then? Instead of feeding them, you will find yourself denying them, as Cain had done to his brother. Then when God asked him, where is thy brother? He said, I don't know. Then he asked God, do you think I am my brother's keeper? Yes, brothers and sisters, you are your brother's keeper. Let's care for each other. Let's love each other. Let's feed each other. Let's do what we can according to the capacity of what we are given by God, to see that we are a service rather than a disservice to God by dealing with the people around us, by committing ourselves to the services of God. Many of us have called ourselves as Christians for ages, but we haven't done nothing. We have done nothing really to be practical, to show that we love God, to show that we can feed our brothers and sisters, to show that we care for them. You have done nothing. Even your next door neighbor, you have watched them, and they have done nothing. We pray for each other as brothers and sisters every day. Prayer only is not enough. But Jesus told Peter, feed my flock. How then can we feed the people rather than just praying for them? We need to be physically involved in many things which are happening around us, to the people who are surrounding us. We need to be seen to be active. We need to help. Maybe financially we need to help, maybe physically we need to help by any means which our brothers need. How many people are needy around you and you've just ignored them? Today, God is saying, where is thy brother? Tell God that my brother is here, I'm caring for him. Today, Jesus Christ is asking, do you love me? If you love him, then you need to feed his flock. Are you feeding his flock? How? We need to feed his flock, either by giving them the word of God and by getting involved physically into their lives, helping them, giving a hand to whatever situation is affecting them. My brothers and sisters, I decided today to share with you briefly on this word. Am I my brother's keeper? The answer is yes, I am my brother's keeper. You are your brother's keeper. If you haven't done any duty, you owe God duties to your brothers. You are your brother's keeper. Therefore, feed Jesus' flocks. Help them wherever you are. My brother, I hope this is helping you. May God bless you today as you go around and asking God to use you in a special way. If you have never been used before, may you repent and take action. Like Peter who cried. And Peter cried, not only did he cry, but Peter died for Jesus Christ. He died in prison. He preached the word to the world. That's why I am a Christian today. because of the witness which was given by his servants like Peter, Paul, and the others who heard from Jesus Christ. May God bless you, Father. May you bless your people. May you speak to them anew so that, Lord, they can realize the responsibility of the brotherhood and the responsibility of them caring for each other, the responsibility of them feeding each other. Lord, may you help us to be what you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.